chapter 28, interviewing. To continue with our series on staffing, in this chapter I discuss the interview process. As with recruiting, the hiring manager needs to take responsibility for the interview effectiveness, for the interview team, and the interview experience for the candidate. The hiring manager may have some administrative help and/or some HR help, but the hiring manager needs to own and actively manage this process. Your overarching goal is to ensure you hire competent people of character, and that every hire, at least for product managers, product designers, and tech leads, should raise the average. Note that since we have more than one engineer on a product team, it is not a problem to have a range of experience and capability levels in our engineers. However, for product managers, product designers, and tech leads, since there is just one each per team, it's critical to ensure a high standard of competence. Those are not junior roles. The most common problem I see is in determining the interview team. Too often, the primary concern is to be inclusive and make sure everyone who wants to has a say. But this approach will rarely raise the bar and often leads to a consistent, gradual decline in the average capability level. So instead, the hiring manager should very carefully select and curate the interview team. Each person should be selected both for her competence and for her character. These should be people that a strong candidate would be proud to work with and would also enjoy getting a beer with. Ensure that every team member understands specifically what she will be interviewing for. The skills and experience will depend on the specific role you're hiring for, and make sure she has prepared. Most larger companies have interview guidelines that speak to appropriate and inappropriate questions, but rarely provide any meaningful guidance on the interview content itself. Your objective during the series of interviews is to ensure that any open questions are resolved by the end of the interview day. This is normally done by each interviewer communicating to the next interviewer any open questions so that the next interviewer can investigate. And the hiring manager, or whoever is the last interview, should extend the time as necessary to resolve any open questions. Likewise, if the hiring manager receives feedback from the interviewers during the day that indicate that this candidate is clearly not a fit, then it is fine to end the day earlier. 3 points are worth special mention. First, there is a difference between hiring for competence and hiring for potential. Normally, we are looking for people who have demonstrated the competence to perform the necessary role. However, in some cases, we will hire based on potential. Someone that has not yet shown she can succeed at the job, but we are willing to make a bet on her. A university hire would be a common example. In the case of hiring based on potential, it is essential that the hiring manager clearly communicate this to the interview team. And also that the hiring manager personally commit to invest the necessary time and energy to coach that person to competence. This typically involves not just the normal weekly one-on-one, but also daily coaching, often for a period of months. And moreover, if the person is not able to reach competence in a reasonable amount of time, the hiring manager needs to take responsibility for correcting that hiring mistake. Second, always remind the interview team that we are not looking for more of the same. Innovation thrives with people who think differently. So, candidates with different education, different life experiences, different cultures, or different approaches to problem solving are highly desired. Third, many hiring managers make the mistake of hiring primarily for domain knowledge. But for most positions, if you are hiring the right person with the right skills, she will be able to learn the domain much faster than someone with the necessary domain knowledge can learn the necessary product skills. In fact, in many cases, too much domain knowledge is more of a liability. They can make the mistake of thinking they are the customer. Sidebar, my favorite interview question. The question comes late in the interview. The setup goes like this. Now that I know you a bit, I'd like to give you a list of four broad work attributes. You're a product person, so I already expect that you're strong in each, but I highly doubt that you consider yourself equally competent in all of them. So I'm going to ask you to stack rank them in order of strongest to weakest. This setup should be disarming. The candidate must understand that there is no correct answer to the question, hopefully setting up an honest conversation. Now, for the four attributes, in no particular order, I, Chris, usually describe them this way. 1, execution. How well do you get things done? Do the right things without being asked, and track lots of simultaneous targets. 2, creativity. How often are you the person in the room with the most or the best ideas? 3, strategy. How well do you get up above what you're working on and put it into a broader market or vision context and then make this clear to others? 4, growth. How good are you at figuring out ways to multiply effort through smart use of process, team management, and so on? The surface value of this question reveals how a candidate engages in a conversation that is ultimately about their self-assessed weaknesses. I put a lot of importance on a product person's level of self-awareness and her ability to identify and admit areas of growth. You can think about this question as a less contrived and more effective version of the old, "Tell me about your weaknesses." I'm skeptical of a candidate who is unwilling or unable to venture into this conversation, or when her self-assessment seems wildly at odds with what I've already observed in other parts of the interview. If you're the hiring manager, this question serves another purpose. It's a check on your own biases, and it helps ensure that you don't end up hiring a bunch of clones, usually of yourself.